Brexit Party is the clear winner in the UK's European elections, with the pro-EU Lib Dems coming second. The Conservatives and Labour wiped out, suffered huge losses, with the former expected to get less than 10% of the vote. The Brexit Party leader, Nigel Farage, said he was ready to take on the Tories and Labour in a general election.
Brexit Party topping the poll from the northeast of England.
Wakey, wakey, I said the Brexit Party.
Nigel Paul Farage.
It is anger in the two-party state that must be changed forever.
Time to say goodbye.
I'm saying goodbye to the EU, sir.
Let's have a proper discussion.
To divide society, this country is split in half.
Will you actually go back to Brussels?
I'm afraid so. I'd rather not.
Every vote for the Liberal Democrats is a vote to stop Brexit.
I voted Liberal Democrat. I didn't vote Labour for the first time in my life.
Wow.
I think that, you know, we have done everything that we can to try to get a decent policy on leaving the European Union, but I think that things have now moved on.
Their worst performance as a party since going back to 1832.
I think we've done a lot worse than we did in 1832. I think in terms of national vote share, this is our worst ever result.
Now, the Count of Northern Ireland started at 8 a.m. this morning. We want to hear from you today. What do you think we should be doing? Remaining in the EU? Leaving in a no-deal scenario? Or what about another referendum and giving the public another chance to say whether it's changed its mind or not? Someone that won't agree with another referendum is Anne Widdecombe, who's been elected as an MEP for the Brexit Party. I spoke to her just a few seconds ago and started by congratulating her.
Well, thank you very much.
How does it feel?
It feels a bit strange, to be perfectly honest. I thought I'd retired 9 years ago, but very pleased with what happened last night.
And why do you think there's been such a resounding success for the Brexit Party? Is this a protest vote?
Oh, it's more than a protest vote. I think people are very frustrated, very fed up. They voted quite clearly to leave in 2016, and we still haven't left 3 years later. And what is even worse is there's no sign of us leaving. And I think, therefore, that this was more than a protest vote. This was people saying, we want the referendum result honoured.
Of course, Anne, if that were true, the Lib Dems wouldn't have done so well. The Green Party wouldn't have done so well. And Labour wouldn't have done so badly because they're all over the place.
No, I don't actually accept that analysis for this reason, that there are many, many reasons for voting Green. This is where I think the Brexit Party had the joy of clarity. There's very many reasons for voting Green. Young people tell me all the time they're voting Green because of climate change or the state of the oceans or whatever it may be. There are many reasons for voting Lib Dem. Lib Dem's been around a long time, not just like our short 6 weeks. They've got a huge range of policies, but we went into that election with just one. And Nigel Farage was right to resist all the criticism about, oh, well, we didn't have any other policies, because by going in with that just one, there can be no doubt at all about why people voted for the Brexit Party.
Well, there can be, but then, of course, you will have difficulty if there were to be a general election. People like to vote for parties that can handle and sort out their lives, and there isn't just one issue on this earth.
Of course not. Of course not. We haven't said that that would be our policy in a general election. In fact, we've said the opposite. We've said that if we have to fight a general election, which we will if we don't get a Brexit, then of course we will have a range of policies. But the decision was right that this time we wanted to ask the nation one question, and they gave us the answer.
But my point is, you can't put your popularity at a general election. You can't forecast it, can you? Because you're conceding yourself. People were voting for your party for one issue.
Yes, and they will vote for it again in a general election, because they wouldn't have voted for
it. Didn't do that with UKIP the last time, did they?
Can I finish? They wouldn't have voted for us if that one issue wasn't actually very, very important to them. And it will go on being important to them. I don't think you're appreciating the sheer depth of frustration that people are feeling. We've never said 100% of the nation wants to leave. Clearly there is a division. But there was a very straight answer. And there was again last night.
And do you concede, Anne, that, well, look, if we look at the combined results, it shows the Remain parties, the Lib Dems, the Greens, were 41.2% of the vote. Now, absolutely, the Brexit Party have done phenomenally well, and nobody could take that away. It's 41.2% in your region, by the way. Do you concede that what those results show last night is that the nation is split down the middle? This is a deeply polarised society.
I've already answered that question. First of all, I said quite clearly, we haven't got 100% of the vote. There is a division in the nation, but that one side won. Secondly, I also said quite clearly that it is false to tot up the votes of all the other parties because there are many reasons for voting for those parties. But we only gave the nation one reason for voting for us, and it responded big time.
For those people who say the one way that we will find out how people actually feel about the EU is to have another referendum.
We had last night and we won.
Well, it was not a referendum, was it? Because there would be more...
We had a referendum in 2016, clear result. We went back to the people...
It wasn't clear. 52-48 isn't clear, Anne.
It is extremely clear. 4% clear. And if it had been the other way round, you would not now be saying to me, that we couldn't call it a clear result and we should be having another referendum.
Well,
that is a nonsense. You just don't accept that the Remainers lost twice. They lost once in 2016. They lost again last night. The British people are sending a clear message. And if the politicians at Westminster won't heed it, doesn't matter much whether you heed it or not on your programme, but if the politicians at Westminster won't heed it, then there will be a Brexit party in the general election.
Well, surely the reason why it isn't clear is because people who voted in the referendum, they weren't voting to leave in a no-deal scenario, or were they? Were they voting to leave while we remain in a customs union, or were they? And people might have changed their mind from 3 years ago. Run the test. What's
first,
wrong?
Why
are you frightened of another referendum?
I'm not frightened of it, so stop saying that. You're just saying that in order that that is what your listeners will think. Nobody has said we're frightened of another referendum.
So have
we? We weren't frightened last night. We got the answer we wanted last night. Now, what I would say to you is there was a clear question. It couldn't have been clearer on the ballot paper for the referendum. Stay or leave. It was clear as crystal. No second referendum is going to produce as clear a question. If you're going to say, do we leave with this deal or do we leave with that deal or do we stay in the customs union? That is not clarity. We had clarity in 2016. We had clarity last night. You just won't accept it.
Well, there's such a lack of clarity, Anne, that people don't know what Brexit... They can't agree what type of Brexit they want. That's how dirty the crystal is.
They want to leave. If you stay in a customs union, you haven't left. You're still tied to EU law. If you stay aligned to the single market, you haven't left, because you're still tied to freedom of movement. And in both those cases, if you've left in name only, then it's even worse, because you won't actually have a say in anything at all. Now, that is not what the people voted for. They voted to leave. And I quote you the Chancellor of the Exchequer. The weekend after the 2017 general election, when both major parties had stood on a manifesto of leaving, the Chancellor of the Exchequer said, leaving means, he said this, leaving the customs union and leaving the single market. And there wasn't any great argument. People understood that's what leaving meant. The argument has come since because of Theresa May's woeful mishandling.
Well, you're a Democrat. You believe in the House of Commons. You believe in that process, presumably. And leaving in a no-deal scenario cannot command, so far, the support of the majority in the House of Commons.
And nor does anything else command the support. And as far as the government is concerned now, increasingly as far as the EU is concerned, this matter has to be resolved. And the default position is that we leave without a deal.
Against the wish of the House of Commons.
But don't talk as if that's a big disaster. It's not. We've had 3 years to prepare for it. The EU say they're ready for it. We know our civil servants have been working on it. We're probably much more ready than the politicians tell you. I am not worried if we leave without a deal.
And you would support going against the will of the House?
I would support leaving without a deal because, frankly, we've spent 3 years trying to determine the will of the House without any success at all. And I have no respect for the way it's been handled by either party, quite honestly.
But do you have respect for the will of the House of Commons as an institution and that process?
I have respect for our constitution, which has always said that foreign policy is a prerogative of the Crown.
Institution, I said. The House
of
Commons.
Which means the government.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry. Final question. Your party didn't run a candidate in Northern Ireland, where we're broadcasting from today.
No.
Why not?
Oh, look, I mean, first of all, this is a slightly different system. Secondly, Northern Ireland is extremely complex in its politics. Thirdly, and crucially...
It's part of the United Kingdom.
May I finish? You asked the question. You want the answer. Thirdly, we've only been in being 6 weeks. We weren't ready to contest in different systems. We contested where the system was uniform. We were right to do that. We got the result we wanted.
What do you mean different system?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean different system, Anne?
I'm talking about the EU arrangements, the counting and all the rest of it. Now, please, you said that was the final question. I have four more radio stations stacked up. May I go to them, please?
I've enjoyed talking to you today. I hope you have too, Anne. Thank you very much.